I want to thank the Lord for this privilege and opportunity to be on the radio station today and to preach the good word of God. I tell you, it's a joy to preach and it's a joy to live the word of God. It's nothing like it. It's like Paul said, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I just want to get closer and clean to be more like the Lord and please Him. I want to be more like the man Paul. I want to be more like Christ, first of all, and then more like Paul, the way that Paul lived. Godly man, a man that was very understanding of the word of his flesh and of mankind and the spirit of the flesh, the spirit of God, and all that God gave him. What a joy it is to read these writings and what God give us through the Apostle Paul. But I want to read to you, the Lord being my helper today, out of Romans 8 chapter, and then the verse 22. He said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now." We know that the whole creation groaneth and travail in pain together until now. He said, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." We're groaning to get out of this body, this vile body, this ungodly body that we're housed in because of sin. It was destitute right away. It was ungodly from birth. We were born that way. And we were looking for our house from heaven. And the Bible said we're groaning because in this life we're going to have, there is a fight. There's a law in our members and we're ready to be delivered from that law of the flesh. And we're ready to be housed from heaven and have that complete life. No sin, no devil, no more problems, disappointments. No more pain, the Bible said. But say at verse 24, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." We're waiting for the redemption of our body. We're waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know He's coming. We see that through the eyes of faith. We see right now darkly, dimly through a glass. But one day, we got to see Him face to face. I have this blessed hope on the inside. I know He's coming. I'm not just hoping that I'm saved or hoping everything's going to be all right. I know that by the faith He's given me. But I got that blessed hope, that no so hope, that He's coming one day after His body, after the church. He's going to get us out of here and all hell's going to break loose. But thank God He's going to get His church out. And we're going to have a perfect state of environment, perfect state in heaven, brand new body. In heaven, thank God. This old body cannot inherit the kingdom of God because of sin. But the Bible said the body of flesh and bone will, and we will have that when we get to heaven. That's what our change is going to come. When He comes back, gets His church out, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. The dead in Christ are going to rise first. Then we which were alive remain shall be caught up together with Him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said our change is going to come in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. At the last trump. So I'm looking forward to that glorious day. He's coming, and He's coming soon. I believe that. But while I live, I want to live for Him and do His blessed will. Verse 26 says, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercessions for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." There's times, I tell you, we don't know how to pray. We don't know how to do anything within ourselves when our flesh is involved. But if we'll just follow that Spirit, if we follow Him, there's times when we just can't put things into words. And God's not interested in how well we can speak and how well we can plan out words to come unto Him and have a model prayer. But God is concerned about our hearts. And if we'll come unto Him with our heart, if we'll come with Him and our heart is broke, God knows what our heart is saying. It don't have to be in words that we make just far as understand, but it's coming from within our hearts. And God already knows what we need. And so the Spirit helps our infirmities. And when we are burdened down and when we're heavy and we're going through things and being persecuted or just having heavy burdens or whatever it might be that we're going through, the Bible said the Spirit within us, it helps our infirmities and it helps us because we don't even know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit maketh intercessions. It will intercede that and it helps us. And our groanings, it comes from way down deep when we're hurt and things that we don't even realize sometimes, the things that are down deep within us, God knows what it is and God understands it and He helps us with that and He encourages us and strengthens us if we'll let Him. But if it's sin in our lives and we packed it way down deep, if we want help, we gotta look at ourselves and we gotta examine ourselves and we gotta ask God to let us see ourselves, and when we see it, we gotta repent of that and ask God to forgive us and cleanse us and have mercy upon us. And He will, and He does, if we really want to bad enough. We can see ourselves, but we gotta understand these things, that the Spirit helps our infirmities. When we're going through infirmities, Paul had many infirmities. He had problems. He talked about how he was cast down in the deep. He talked about being shipwrecked. He talked about being beat by the Jews 5 times. He talked about a lot of different sufferings that he went through, how he was stoned to death and all types of things, and how when he went forth to preach, and I mean he faced it all, and he had many infirmities, he had many adversaries, he had many things going on in his life, but he trusted the Lord, and the Lord brought him through every one of them. No doubt there was left for dead, no doubt maybe dead laying there stoned, but yet God lifted him up and brought him. God wasn't done with him, God wasn't through with him yet, and we're not going nowhere if we're God's using us and God's trying to use us, if we'll just trust in and believe in Him, and we're not going nowhere until God gets ready for us. But we just got to realize that God helps our infirmities, and we got to lean on Him and trust in Him and find that place of rest, constant rest that's near to the heart of God. And the Bible said we have a place hollowed out of the rock that we can hide ourselves, and we can go and God can just cover us there with His hand, and He can help us and strengthen us. We can't look on God, and He's too holy, and we're so ungodly and wretched and vile. We can't look on God. It's just like Moses. He couldn't see God face to face, but he said, "You shall see my hinder part." But, you know, God covered him there with His hand, that he wouldn't be able to look on Him and die. You see, so God covers us also with His hand, and He helps us, and He helps our infirmities, and He helps everything, and lets us see ourselves. And even when we're not worthy, He helps us. Thank God for that. But he has a place for us. It's a place of constant rest, and it's near to the heart of God. And that's where we need to go and just fall unto Him. Go unto the hills where it cometh our help. Our help coming from the Lord, and we'll do that. He'll help us. Thank God for that. And He does. We got a place that we can come. The Bible said, under His wings, the shadow of His wings, and there we'll find strength and help and comfort. And the Bible said, the sun shall not smite us by day, and earth by night, and all those types of things, that we're going to be covered. We're covered by His hand, thank God. And He protects us, and He helps us. And He, you know, we go through things sometimes. It makes us a better Christian. It makes us a better person when we suffer for Christ. And things that we go through, God will make us He makes a man out of us, a spiritual man out of us, is what I'm trying to say, a spiritual woman. About things that we go through. If we're going through and we're suffering because of the cause of Christ, He's going to get glory out of that. You just be assured of that. But if it's sin, then we need to get it right. He said, "He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." All things work out for our good. No matter what our infirmities are, no matter what we face, no matter what our persecutions are, thank God that they all will work together for the good for us. It will glorify God, and we will get the benefit. We all know that it works together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. We have a purpose. Paul's purpose was to preach the gospel unto the Gentiles. And but brother, you but believe he suffered. This man was a Jew, and the Gentiles was considered unclean, a heathen, and he once destroyed the Gentiles, no doubt. He destroyed Jews. He destroyed a lot of things. But yet, here he went forth, and God called him and saved him to preach unto the Gentiles. And you better believe he caught persecution when he began to go and to turn to the Gentiles. God turned from the Jews to provoke them to jealousy, that he might go and also include the Gentiles of this wonderful salvation, this great mystery in Christ, that he included the Gentiles as well. He broke down the middle wall partition that was between us, between Jew and Gentile, and made the way that all could come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in a time of need and trouble for salvation most of all. And he made it our the way. And all things do work out to good for all of us that love God and them are called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. He called us to be conformed to the image of his Son, to live like his Son, walk like his Son, talk like his Son, to live godly in Christ Jesus. That's what he's talking about here. For whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated. I'll get it out in just a minute. To be conformed to the image of his Son and not to be conformed to the world. He said that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? God has called us. He knew us before we was ever born. He brought us forth into this world. And he has called us. He has a work for us. First of all, to be conformed to the image of his Son, to be disciple of Christ, and to live godly in Christ Jesus. And we're going to suffer persecution. We're going to suffer, but we're to go on, and we're to just to be live like Christ lived. He gave a good example how we ought to handle ourselves, how we ought to handle persecution, what we ought to do, and we ought to be conformed to that image, having the mind of Christ in us, and thinking on the things of others and not ourselves. And the Bible said he saves us, he calls us, for whatever the work may be, whatever God's given you as a talent, whatever the work of the ministry may be, whether it's preaching, teaching, singing, whatever it might be. There's so many different gifts God's give, and God has called us for a work, and we ought to follow that. And then if God be for us, then who's going to be against us? It don't matter what people are say or try to do, or what they think about us. We're going to do the work that God's put us to do, and what God wants us to do. Because if we go on what other people think about us, we will not get anything done. We got to get past that, and we got to go on and just say, if God's pleased with it, if God be for us, who shall be against us? He said, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He spared not his Son. He knew that his Son came. He gave his Son to die for us, but we needed that atonement. We needed that sacrifice for our sin, and Jesus became the sacrifice, died for us, and God highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. Thank God for that today. He died for us to keep us out of hell. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercessions for us. He makes intercessions for us. He's on that mercy seat. He's on the right hand of God today. Thank God, on that mercy seat. He sat down. He finished the work. Thank God. He paid the price, and he's interceding our prayers according to the Bible said, according to God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us from that? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? He said, I've been through all these things, he said, no doubt. He said, what shall separate us? Who shall any of this? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. We are hated. We're despised. People look upon us and snarl with their tongues, and they look down upon us. They like roaring lions upon us, like they were with him when they crucified him. He said, they hate you, no doubt. It is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself for us. Thank God today, no matter what we go through, thank God we are conquerors through Christ. He's our helper. He's the lifter upon our head. Thank God today. We have all we need. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank God today. The devil can't undo me. Thank God, no matter what we go through, if we just fight the fight and keep the fight, God will see that we stand. Thank God he'll do the work through us. Thank God it's worth the fight. But I thank God what he gave us today. Our time's come and gone. Write to me, pray for me, in Jesus' precious name, and amen.